we're part of a larger national organization, and the national organization is actually the one who does the survey. They have reached out to kids all across the country and tried to provide the data to see not only how our efforts, but what the actual climate is of schools across our country. The last couple of years, we've been lucky enough that statistically they've had enough students participate that they've been able to create snapshots of individual states. Each year that number has grown. I know the first year they were very excited when seven states they were able to give individual information on. This year, I believe it was up to 29, I believe. I might be slightly off. I know it was over 20, though. But the idea is that we are trying to say find that actual data that lets us say whether schools are safe places for all students or not.
What did you find in New York?
Well, what we have found in New York is, unfortunately, does follow a lot of the national trend, that 90% of the students who took the survey here in New York hear gay used negatively in their classrooms or in their school settings, and more than 80% of them have heard other types of homophobic remarks, and that 70% of them have even expressed or have experienced verbal harassment based upon their sexual orientation. And 53% have even experienced it due to their perceived gender expression. This kind of environment is certainly what we would consider to be a very hostile one, and that these kids, when they do not feel safe in schools, often find it necessary to skip school or find excuses to not be there so that their education is directly impacted simply because they do not feel safe in their environments.
Is this because for instance, same-sex marriage, gay marriage becomes more commonplace, not just in New York State, but across the country. Perhaps the reaction to it among some students is more intolerant and they take it out on the other students.
Actually, from the evidence that we've been able to gather over the years that this survey has been done, it is conducted every 2 years. And the information that we have found does not support that idea. We actually have found that there have been very slow progress in making schools more accepting because people are hearing more things and they are becoming better aware. We also see that there has been some, if not a lot, but some impact with the Dignity for All Students Act, or sometimes referred to as the Dignity Act, which requires schools to put into place anti-bullying measures within their school policies. And even though that has had some impact, the timing of the bill made it difficult for a lot of schools to implement it the way they would have wanted to. And so there has not been the impact that we had hoped to see. But hopefully over the next 2 years, as we look towards the next set of data, we may be able to see that New York is improving due to the Dignity Act.
You also found that the majority of these incidents were not reported to the principal or to teachers or other authorities at the schools.
There has been a long-standing resistance on the part of students to present this information because they're afraid that there would not be support for them and that the situations would actually get worse. In several instances over the years, I have talked to kids where that has been the case. Slowly, we do see that administrators are changing their stance, but there's a long-standing concern over safety when administrators and teachers try to blame the student for saying, if you weren't out, then you wouldn't have to concern yourself with this. And that's really not the correct stance. A student should be feel safe at their school, regardless of who they are. And sometimes the bullying that we are talking about and the lack of safe environment is really due to a perception, not even a reality for the sake of the student.
So what are the recommendations? What do you want to see come out of this survey?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping that we see is more GSAs, which stand for Gay Straight Alliances, that to appear in schools. One of the key components of this is that we don't want it to just be a club that remains silent or invisible. We have countless surveys and data that show that individual schools that have active, recognizable GSAs in their school report that their environments do become more accepting, do become more open, do become safer for all of their students. So that's really the first key part. And a good follow-up for that is to have administration and teachers who are identifiable either as LGBT themselves, or gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or that they are very verbal allies, so that students know there is someone that they can go to who will see to their safety, who they can connect with. So that would really be the second thing, is to have as many identifiable allies, if not LGBT people themselves.
Is the intolerance greater in some parts of the state, for instance, in rural districts, suburban districts, urban districts? Did you find any difference geographically?
Yes, we do find that in more rural areas where diversity is less prevalent, that there is a greater issue. But that does not to say that just because you move to an urban area that suddenly there is no intolerance, or that homophobic language is not used. But the data does show that in a less diversified location, you will see more intolerance.
What about New York? How does New York stack up against the other states in the in this national survey?
There are some differences, but unfortunately, a lot of the trends do follow a lot of what we see on a national scale. There doesn't seem to be a largely significant change from one location to another.
Is one anti-bullying, one tolerance program perhaps working better than others? Can you take that out of this survey?
Well, one of the things that we can say is that any program that specifically delineates and talks about all different types of diversity and specifically includes LGBT within their curriculum definitely makes an impact. Whenever there is any sort of subculture that can be ignored or dismissed as not being part of the solution, certainly the problem continues. So any place that does include it certainly is stronger in those locations.